In New Zealand, people are mourning the passing of a British monarch, who was also their monarch for all or most of their lives. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern among the thousands of people signing books of condolence. She said Queen Elizabeth had been the nation's mother and grandmother.
The last days of the Queen's life captures who she was in so many ways, working till the very end on behalf of the people she loved. And that is why I'm sure that we will receive the news of her passing with both emotions of deep sadness, but also gratitude for a life that was utterly and completely devoted to the service of others.
The indigenous Maori people of New Zealand make up more than 17% of the population. Some performed a haka to celebrate and honour the Queen. Her representative, New Zealand Governor-General Cindy Kiro, has Maori heritage.
For most New Zealanders, Queen Elizabeth has really been a constant in our lives. She's been here her whole time and she's provided a sense of continuity and stability for us.
Among others, the mood was one of sombre reflection. Sorrow that she'd gone, gratitude for what she did.
While it's not unexpected, it's always sad for family when a loved one passes away. And the Queen's been such a big feature of our lives for so long.
A sentiment echoed across the Tasman Sea in Australia, where the Queen was also head of state. She first visited both countries as monarch almost 70 years ago, at the start of her reign.
There is comfort to be found in Her Majesty's own words, "Grief is the price we pay for love." This is a loss we feel deeply in Australia. Queen Elizabeth II is the only reigning monarch most of us have known, and the only one to ever visit Australia.
Many people in New Zealand and Australia woke up to the news.
I'm actually really in shock and I'm probably going to walk away and cry. I'm going to cry. I know that's crazy, but
shocked initially, sad. I think it's a day everyone will remember where they were and what they're doing. So, yeah, it's huge.
Into the sunset sky over Wellington Harbour, a 96-gun salute. One for each year of the Queen's life. She was Commander-in-Chief of New Zealand's Defence Force. Their powerful tribute, watched by a large crowd, paying their respects to a beloved monarch. Adrian Brown, Al Jazeera, Wellington.